It's time for our nonprofit spotlight this morning. I'm joined live in our studios by Ashley Toddy, the deputy director of the Anderson Ranch Arts Center. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are really excited because it is 50 years in the making, this interview.
I know, it has been. Yeah, it's very exciting. This summer, we celebrated our 50th anniversary, which is just such a big milestone for any organization. So we are really excited to have been in the Valley that long and been, supporting our mission and artists and art making.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really powerful organization. You guys have a great reputation. Tell us more about the mission.
So our mission is to enrich lives with art, inspiration, and community. And we do that through a variety of programs. Right now we're finishing up our summer season, which is when we have our workshop program. So we offer workshops in all the visual arts areas, so painting, printmaking, ceramics, sculpture. We also have a whole fabrication lab. So we offer over 150 workshops during the summer.
Wow.
Yeah, so we had over 1,300 students who came from all over the country, the world, to take classes at Anderson Ranch. And then in the fall and the spring, we have an artist-in-residence program for 10 weeks where we welcome 14 artists to Anderson Ranch. They live at the ranch, have meals there, studio space, all of that. So that's something that we do in the fall and the spring, in addition to all of our other public programs, lectures, sort of more critical dialogue programs.
Well, I mean, it's hard to even know where to dig in. I was going to ask you about your busy summer and say, you know, recap your events for us. We could be here all day talking about this stuff. What about you? For you personally, was there one or two highlights of the summer that you just have to tell us about? I mean, it may not be the most important things you guys did. What were some of your personal favorites?
Well, I think some of my favorites were one of our programs is our scholarship partnership program, where we bring in some of the top students from across the country to the ranch, and we offer them scholarships to come and take classes there. And I think it's a really special opportunity that really builds diversity and really special dialogue at the ranch that we would not be able to have otherwise. So that's something that's been building over the past few years, and this summer grew even more. So I think that's really exciting to welcome those college students and MFA students to the campus. We also have a special summer series program where we bring in some of the top critics, artists, gallerists, collectors to talk and share about their work and sort of what's happening in the art world right now. We welcome Jerry Saltz, who's the senior art critic from the New York Magazine. That
Wow.
was, yeah, extremely exciting.
I'm a subscriber. I love the magazine, and that's amazing. I totally blew it. I can't believe he was here and I missed it.
He's very entertaining. He has a lot of personality.
Yeah.
So that was great. He's someone who's been to the ranch before, and we were welcoming him back, and I think that that's something that's really special about the ranch is it's sort of this ongoing family community resource where, you know, you might come at one point as an intern or, you know, an artist in residence, and then you come back years later, you know, as a speaker in one of our special, you know, summer series programs. So I think it's always something that's sort of special about the ranch.
I bet a lot of listeners like me still haven't actually been to your campus. So you guys are in Snowmass Village?
We're in Snowmass Village. Yep. We're on a 5-acre campus, and our campus is always open. And I think that's something that people don't know about sometimes.
Yeah.
Definitely. We encourage people to come Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and walk around our campus, take a self-guided tour or to schedule a tour and walk through our studios. Our doors are always open, and we really enjoy sharing what's happening there with the community.
And in terms of your programs, you talked a little bit about artists in residence and some of the visiting critics and visiting artists. What about gallery exhibitions?
Yeah, so right now we have an exhibition called Surfaces Cipher. Next Wednesday, Andrew Roberts Gray, who's a local artist, will be leading a panel discussion. So I definitely encourage people to come to that to learn a little bit more about that exhibition, which is focused on texture and how that relates to interaction with a work of art.
Wow, cool. Yeah. And you guys have an event on Wednesday, September 21st, which is a talk.
Exactly. That is the, yeah, exactly. That's the panel discussion. I think that will be really interesting. There's some other local artists, Kay Cesark, Chris Cox, who are also exhibiting. So I think there should be a great turnout for that. And I think it'll be really interesting.
And then you have kind of a fall and winter season coming.
We do, yeah. So we are sort of going from our busy season into a little bit of a quieter season. But, you know, next week we have events on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's not really that quiet.
Taking it slow.
Yeah. But we'll have artist talks throughout the fall. We also, as we head into the winter, we will be doing some other special events. We'll have a special Halloween event called Spooktacular, which we will welcome children to campus to sort of do arts and crafts right before Halloween. We also have our holiday open house, which is a great time to come to the ranch and see what our artists and residents have been doing. So that will be in December.
Okay.
And then throughout the winter, we have a special sort of moonlight trek activity where you can come to Snowmass Village, rent or bring your cross-country skis, ski around the Snowmass Club golf course, stop at the ranch for hot chocolate and to see what's happening there. So those will be happening starting in December, but are a great opportunity just to sort of, you know, have like this outdoor activity, but also, you know, have this cultural element to it as well.
That's Ashley Toddy, Deputy Director of Anderson Ranch Arts Center. And 50 years, you guys had your big party in July to celebrate 50 years, but really been celebrating it all year this year.
That's
and
right.
Continuing to celebrate throughout the rest of 2016. I just want to ask you one last question. You know, we did announce quite a bit your 50th anniversary celebration dinner. And, so, you know, a lot of your events we get a chance to mention here as much as we can. What do you think is important for listeners out there about the reason to support public radio?
Yeah, I think public radio is really important, and especially in a small community like we have. I know that, you know, KDNK is something that every morning when I wake up, I enjoy turning on the radio and listening to what's happening in the Valley and nationally. And I just think it's a wonderful way to connect with everything that's happening here and get the latest news and be connected to everything that's happening.
Yeah, thanks so much, Ashley. Folks, if you agree with Ashley and you know she's getting things right and getting things done at Anderson Ranch, give us a call, 963-0139. Ashley, thanks again for coming in early this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.